from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Think of X Games snowboarding and skiing if it happened on Mount Jameson. Staff member Andrew Lucking says it will happen there this Saturday afternoon starting at 1 o'clock.
We just call it Aaron Style because we like the name.
The competition will be in four categories, from under 15 to a master class for anyone over 30. Lucking is expecting 30 participants.
The majority of them are from Timmins. We do have a couple from the outlying areas, Kapuskasing and Iroquois Falls, but primarily from the local area.
There is no fee for spectators. The Purple Gauntlet is down, challenging everyone to paint Timmins purple this month, which is Epilepsy Awareness Month. Seizure and Brain Injury Center Executive Director Brittany Roberge says there's already support shown through Timmins Majors and Timmins Rock Hockey Games, and the city projecting something on the McIntyre headframe.
But we'd love to see our local businesses downtown turn their storefronts purple, turn their social media purple. That could mean paint, balloons, flowers, streamers, anything to show support for those who have epilepsy in our community.
About one in every 100 people has epilepsy. March 26th is Purple Day every year to increase understanding, reduce stigma, and improve the quality of life for people with epilepsy across Canada and globally. Some Loblaws stores in southern Ontario are testing a new way to fight theft with receipt scanners for customers who use the self-checkout. CBC is reporting that the devices are at four Loblaws-owned locations and to confirm that customers have paid for what they bagged, which then opens a metal gate, allowing them to go on their way. The grocery chain, in response to the CBC, says the initiative is simply to test out various ways it can beef up security, but it fails to respond whether it will be laid out in all of its stores across Canada. In Country 93.1 sports, the playoff matchups in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League have been set. Although we don't yet know who gets home ice advantage in one of the four first-round series, in the East, the Timmins Rock have the number one spot locked down and home ice advantage over the Iroquois Falls Storm. That series begins next Friday, March 22nd, and Sunday the 24th at the MAC. Number two Powassan and number three Hearst are still battling it out for the advantage. In the West, the first-place Blind River Beavers will welcome the Espanola Paper Kings for Games 1 and 2, while the Sudbury Cubs have the advantage for their series against the Sioux Thunderbirds. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.